This is the job description for the Midlands Regional Lead for the Culture, Health and Wellbeing Alliance. The salary for this role is £35,000 a year, pro rata, for 3 days a week. The salary is subject to review in 2024. The application deadline is 5 o'clock on Friday the 29th of March. Overview. The Culture, Health and Wellbeing Alliance is seeking a regional lead for the Midlands. CHWA is the National Membership Organisation for Creative Health. We use the term creative health to mean any arts or cultural activity that supports health or wellbeing. Our main roles as an organisation are advocating for creative health, supporting networks for creative and cultural workers and partners in health and social care, and building resources to help make this work more possible. We don't provide creative activities that support health and wellbeing ourselves. Instead, we support the people who do. This new regional post is a key part of our work as an investment principles support organisation, or IPSO, funded by Arts Council England from 2023 to 2026. This is the second of three new regional roles for CHWA, all of which are designed to catalyse and support work in the north, Midlands and east of the country. This role will focus primarily on creative health across Derbyshire, including the Arts Council's priority places and the Levelling Up for Culture places, which in this case are North East Derbyshire, Chesterfield, Bolsover and Amber Valley. The postholder will also have a light touch remit for advocacy and networking across the broader Midlands, working with CHWA's volunteer regional champions. This post is about developing strategic and infrastructural support for creative health rather than delivering projects. We want the postholder to bring together partners across Derbyshire to help us understand what the enablers and barriers to regional and local development are, and to develop and test systems that will make a positive difference across Derbyshire. With committed support in place from local and national partners, this is an exciting opportunity to build on this momentum and create long-lasting change. Key national partners for this work include the National Centre for Creative Health, the LENS, or Lived Experience Network, and our funders, Arts Council England. Our regional partners are Arts Derbyshire and the Public Health Team in Derbyshire County Council. They will all support you to work with existing local networks and champions for this work in the health, social care and cultural sectors. Arts Derbyshire is the strategic arts charity for Derbyshire and it sits at the heart of Derbyshire's creative sector. Creative health is a central thread to its work. It's currently working to embed creative health in the social prescribing offer in the county, and we would envisage that this role would work alongside Arts Derbyshire's social prescribing development manager for culture. The role is funded until the end of March 2026. Key duties. We anticipate that the role will be largely focused on Derbyshire, with a smaller amount of time, maybe a day a month, devoted to broader regional work across the Midlands. There is huge demand for infrastructure support, and we don't expect to comprehensively meet this need with this role. Instead, we want to prioritise in-depth learning about local and regional structures and strategy. This is an exploratory and a developing role, and we expect it to evolve across the 2 years. Some core aspects are outlined below, however. In Derbyshire, we'd like the postholder to seek to understand and map existing work, partnerships, commissioning processes and networks for creative health across Derbyshire, in collaboration with the Arts Derbyshire Creative Health Team and the Public Health Team in Derbyshire County Council. To assess the potential to work more effectively with county-wide systems, including Joined Up Care Derbyshire, which is the area's integrated care system, and Derbyshire County Council. To help to develop regional arrangements that might support creative health, we might want to consider a strategic group, for example, or a peer-to-peer practitioner group connecting with Arts Derbyshire's existing network. Any groups should engage with lived experience from the start. To work with CHWA's North Regional Lead to exchange ideas and processes for developing this kind of regional work, and to convene occasional events and workshops around creative health. The broader Midlands work will focus primarily on advocacy and on networking, working with colleagues across the region, including CHWA's volunteer regional champions and partners at the National Centre for Creative Health. Evaluation. We want to understand the impact of this kind of strategic role. The postholder will work with our partners in the region to assess progress. We'd also like them to familiarise themselves with the Creative Health Quality Framework and to use this as a tool to support the work more broadly and to evaluate how it's progressing against the framework's core principles. And you can find the framework on the front page of our website. Fundraising. Funding is in place for this role until the end of March 26. CHWA will work with the postholder to investigate options to support the same role or equivalent support beyond this point. And we will also work with the postholder to increase provision for and around this existing role. Person specification. We always aim to be collaborative, caring, inclusive, and committed to positive social change. These are our values as an organisation, and it's essential that you feel comfortable with this and that you feel you can work in this way. We also consider the following to be essential for this role. Diplomacy and experience of working with people and groups with a wide variety of professional and lived experiences. Experience of collaborative leadership and or co-production. Attention to detail, persistence and patience. Optimism and lateral thinking. Good proactive communication skills. Flexibility and willingness to listen and learn. Knowledge or experience of working with Creative Health. Experience of working at a strategic level in different kinds of organisations. These might be organisations in different sectors or organisations of different sizes. And experience managing budgets. If you have any of the following knowledge or experience, we would like to hear about it. Work with local authorities or health or care institutions. Work with larger cultural institutions. Work with small grassroots community organisations. Work with people with lived experience of health issues or experience of fundraising. We're also always interested in hearing about transferable skills as well as direct experience of any of the above. Access. This is a hybrid working role. We're ready to adapt our working processes in discussion with applicants, so please let us know about any access needs we can support. Salary. The salary is £35,000 a year, pro rata, for 3 days a week, which comes to £25,000. And we expect to undertake a review of this salary in 2024. Contract. This is a fixed-term contract running until the end of March 2026. We're expecting the postholder to start around the 3rd of June, but we're open to this being earlier or later, based on your existing contracts. The postholder will be paid monthly by BACS. CHWA will be responsible for tax and national insurance, and the postholder will be eligible for the NEST pension scheme. We are interested in exploring options beyond March 26, but this will be subject to reviewing the nature of the support needed in the area, as well as fundraising. Hours of work. This is a 3-day-a-week role, or 22 and a half hours a week. We're very happy to explore flexible working arrangements. Place of work. CHWA doesn't have an office, so this role will be primarily remote, but we hope to be able to provide hot desk space wherever it's useful around the county via our partners. The role is also likely to require fairly frequent face-to-face meetings with colleagues across Derbyshire. Derbyshire is a large and a largely rural area with limited public transport options, and the postholder will need to spend some time travelling around. Being able to drive and having access to a car might be helpful, but it's not a requirement of the role. Expenses. CHWA will reimburse reasonable travel and subsistence expenses on the basis of agreement prior to travel. We will also reimburse any expenses incurred through the interview process. If you're freelance or you're unwaged and you're selected for interview, we can offer a fee towards your time preparing for and attending interview. How to apply. We'd like to receive a CV and covering information explaining why you think you'd be suitable for the role, referring to the key duties and person specification we've described. Your covering information can be submitted as an email, an audio recording, or a video recording as you prefer. We would prefer a written CV, but if this isn't possible, let us know and we can adapt accordingly. Please do tell us about any access needs we can meet to support your application process. We'd also really appreciate it if you could click on our Equality, Diversity and Representation form and fill this out when you apply. It's anonymous and we won't be able to connect it with your application, but it helps us assess whether we're reaching a wide pool of candidates. If the link doesn't work for you, let us know and we will find an alternative. When you apply, please also let us know whether you would be able to attend an interview in person on the 24th or 25th of April in Chesterfield. If you can't make those dates and you're shortlisted for the role, we will aim to find another mutually convenient time. We're committed to ensuring that our organisation is as diverse and as representative as possible, and we're using the InkArts Unlock tool to support this process. We particularly want to encourage applications from people identifying with any of the protected characteristics as defined in the 2010 Equality Act, or who are from less affluent socioeconomic backgrounds. Our email is applications@culturehealthandwellbeing.org.uk. If you want to have an informal conversation with somebody before you apply, please email victoria@culturehealthandwellbeing.org.uk. Timeline. Please send us your application by 5 p.m. on Friday the 29th of March, and we'll let you know of our decision by Friday the 12th of April. We will aim to hold interviews on the 24th or the 25th of April in person in Chesterfield. Interviews will be in person for around an hour. We'll send plans for the interview, including any questions, in advance, and we will let you know who will be on the interview panel before we meet you.